It's not in regards to this week's parasha we find. Main part of the parasha is the bracha, it's with Yaakov, as it comes to time for Yaakov to move on, to be nifter, he calls together the shvatim, and he gives each one a bracha, each one a unique bracha to that on Shevet. We find a few interesting nekudas in regard to that bracha. Before he begins the brachas, he comes to Shimu ben Yaakov, Shimu Yisrael Viyam. We see the psukim there, he calls all the shvatim together, and he says, all of you come together, come into the room, and I'm going to give each one of you a bracha. It seems Yaakov had, according to the setup was seen from the psukim, Yaakov had all the shvatim standing there in the room, and he proceeded to detail to each bracha, to give a bracha to each shevet according to his own unique bracha. But he insisted first on all the shvatim coming together into the room. One would think the one gives a bracha to his child, each one has a different bracha. Each one has a unique bracha. You think you call each one in, tell him what his bracha is, send him out, call the next one. Instead, Yaakov goes ahead and he calls all of them together and gives them all a bracha at once. Secondly, an interesting point, we find at the end of the bracha, we find Kol Eilu Shevet Yisrael Shnei Masar. These are the 12 shvatim. And Yaakov Yivarech Oysam Isha Shai Kibir Chasai Beirach Oysam. Ultimately, Yaakov says Kibir Chasai, like each unique shevet bracha, Beirach Oysam. He gave a bracha to them. Rashi points out that from a grammatical point of view, it seemed to be inaccurate. Ish kibir chasai, like his own unique bracha, beirach oisai. What's beirach oisam in the plural? So Rashi says, ultimately, Yaakov Avinu gave one bracha to each shevet, but at the end, post all the brachas, or at the time he gave the bracha, he's actually incorporating all the shvatim together. Each one was included in all the brachas, and therefore each shevet, even the ones that seemed to have not received the bracha, the first two shvatim who got brachas seemed more to be of a harsher word than the very musar. Ultimately, all of them were included in the brachas. All the brachas were shaykh to each one, to each individual shevet went to all of them. So if each shevet received all 12 brachas, what was the point of giving each one individual bracha? Call them all together. They're already all in the room anyways. Call them all together and give one big bracha with all the whole long, the whole long speech. Give all the brachas to everyone. So it seems just in a basic understanding of the way brachas work. We tend to think you go to Rav, you go to Adam Chashev, you ask him for a bracha for this, a bracha for that, and everything is wonderful. Whatever you get, it's all great. You ask for more brachas. Ultimately, we understand that Kesh Baruch Hu gives bracha in the world. The Kama Kama Raya Sfarat Chazal. Kesh Baruch Hu's midah is to be shared not to be to create Yesh Miayin. Post the creation of the world. From then on, Kesh Baruch Hu says, whatever you have, bracha can take what you have and make it magnified. It can make it bigger, it can make it better, it can make it greater. If you don't have anything to work with, bracha is not going to work. Bracha is to expand an existing concept. We find by Avadia, by Elisha, Esh Avadia comes to him and says she has no money and people are coming to collect debts from her and she's totally broke. He tells her, take the oil that you have and pour it into other kelimim. The Derech Neis expands and expands and expands till it fills all the kelim she has. She first had to have that little bit of shemen. Without that shemen, you couldn't simply come along and say, I'll create $1 million in your house. Once you have something to work with, we can expand upon that. Yaakov Avinu, when he looks at each shevet, ultimately he's saying is, I'm giving you a bracha. But before I give you a bracha, there's a hakara, there's an awareness. What are you? What do you stand for? What do you represent in Klal Yisrael? What's your asset? Each shevet has a unique asset that he brings to the table. Each shevet has an attribute which he can excel in. Yaakov looks at each one and he says, this is your milah. I'm giving you a bracha. Let's say Yehuda has melucha. You have the ability to be a melech. If you properly bring out that milah, you will rise to the melucha. Each shevet has its own unique attributes. Understanding that is a very big benefit to having each person in the room. By bringing everyone together, you're telling each person, rather than quarrel over what we can each do, I'm explaining to each one of you, this is his role, this is not your role, this is his role. Each one of you has a unique role. Ultimately, each person has to understand that everyone in Klal Yisrael has their own unique role and their own benefit will bring to the table, which I cannot bring. I need him to bring that. However, ultimately, we all come together. We're one cohesive unit with 12 shvatim. 12 shvatim come together. Ish kibir chasai beirach esam. Since at the end of the day, the 12 independent pieces have to function together, since they all function as one unit, each one, by extension, has shaykhus all those brachas. So somebody from a different shevet can shtai, can attain the bracha through a different shevet as long as we're all working together. So again, the bracha is to recognize what the person has and then to misfile for an expansion of that to reach its full potential.